# Tier 2 stories, brief RSS summaries mention if relevant. Mexico's president presses charges against man who groped her on the street. A video of a man touching Mexico's first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum, shocked many Mexicans, but did not surprise them. "It's so common," one woman said. Reality check. Democrats celebrate. Trump deflects blame. Mamdani under fire. Off-year election results deliver psychological boost to Democrats with gubernatorial victories, but questions remain about lasting impact on Trump and APO's influence. Ryan Murphy's All's Fair gets panned by critics who bash Kim Kardashian's acting. Kim Kardashian's actress era is off to a rough start. "I look deranged, but my baby looks happy." 9 writers on their favorite photo booth picture. This year marks a century since the birth of the photo booth, and friends and families are still squeezing into them for fun and unflattering snaps, capturing the highs, lows and loves of their Lee. Putin's repressive machinery turns inward to target pro-war figures. Analysts say a purge of the Russian regime's own supporters is underway as rival factions turn on each other. Greater than a pro-Kremlin pundit who for years has hailed Vladimir Putin as one of history's Armed U.S. immigration agents drive off with toddler after arrest of father. Devastated family demands answers after two-year-old driven by armed agents from L.A. Home Depot parking lot. Masked. Heavily armed federal immigration agents arrested a U.S. citizen in the parking. Trump's new gold Oval Office sign draws mocking and anger. This isn't a good sign. Written in cursive gold script, new sign was affixed beside office's door while shutdown jeopardizes SNAP program. Greater than a new sign was spotted adorning the White House this week, prompting backlash. Sinners was a blast. Christ one Kingfish Ingram, the blues prodigy serving up electrifying riffs in the year's biggest film. He was mentored by Buddy Guy as a teen and played for Michelle Obama in the White House. Now, the 26-year-old Mississippi guitar hero is bringing the blues back into the spotlight and taking it to Joe Cole. Anything which generates the money you get in football means the parasites come. Former Chelsea and England maverick on being portrayed as spoilt at 16, Max Darman's future, his admiration for Mikel Arteta, and a big dream of managing England. Someone who worked a lot with Jack DeJohnette obituary. Thrilling American jazz drummer, pianist and composer who played with some of the genre's greatest stars. In improvisational music, ungoverned by conductors or sacrosanct scores, and given to "It's for the girls and the gays." Rachel Sennett on her hilarious comedy about the grotty glamour of Gen Z life. After side-splitting viral videos led to breakout films Bottoms and Shiver Baby, the star gets frank about the darker side of making it with I Love LA, a show so funny that choosing a best gag is imp. Death by Lightning review. Absolutely nobody plays losers like Matthew McFadden. The Succession actor is utterly brilliant in every moment of this punchy historical miniseries. His portrayal of the crank who killed the US president in 1881 takes his mastery to the next level. Beasts of the Sea by Ida Turpinen review. A hypnotic tale of the sea cow's extinction. This hit debut from Finland is intensely readable, but could have delved more deeply into the links between human progress and environmental destruction. In November 1741, George Wilhelm Stella, a model of the transnational artist, Cuban artist Wilfrido Lam, gets first U.S. retrospective. The major modernist artist is finally getting a blockbuster exhibition at New York's Museum of Modern Art, celebrating a career filled with innovation. Although he was a major modernist artist. On tariffs, the Supreme Court's GOP justices appear ready to save Trump from himself. After Wednesday and #8217's oral arguments at the Supreme Court, it appears that a majority of the justices will vote to halt Trump's imposition of sweeping tariffs under 1977 Emergency Powers Act. But a Voters soundly reject Trump's plot to rig the next election. Donald Trump's unprecedented attempt to rig the midterm elections through mid-decade gerrymandering, voter suppression, and weaponizing the legal system took a massive hit on Tuesday. Democrats struck. Watch, Chicago activists cry victim as they harass immigration officers. The actions of a Chicago woman who was briefly detained by Customs and Border Protection last week shows civilians interfering with agents. Furious smiley p, the post a ref equals https://www.breitbart.com. Imiga. St. Paul, Minnesota, elects mayor who admitted, "I am illegal in this country." The mayor-elect of St. Paul, Minnesota, State Representative Kaoli Vangha, D, admitted earlier this year that she and her family are living illegally in the United States. Furious smiley p, the post a ref equals https://. Pennsylvania town elects transgender mayor. The Pennsylvania town of Downingtown in Chester County, which has roughly 9,000 residents, has elected a man who believes he is a woman as their next mayor. Furious smiley p, the post a ref equals https://www.bright. DOJ filing. James Comey expected President-elect Clinton approved anonymous communication with NYT, other press. Federal prosecutors disclosed emails and records in a filing that describes James Comey's expectations before the 2016 election and communications involving a longtime associate who provided informer.